Romans chapter 1. Have you placed, stand with us in honor of the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter 1. The Bible says in verse 13, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I proposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise, and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." I want to preach this morning on this, if God will be my help for a few minutes, on the gathering together. The gathering together. As we see Paul in his writing here, and he's writing to these Romans, and he's trying to encourage them. And he says, "I'll not have you to be ignorant, brethren." And he's talking to born-again believers. He's talking to people that can get help and have got help from the Lord God. Amen. But he said, I wanted to come to you. Paul said, "I'd like to be with you where you are. I don't know about you. I like to be with God's people." Amen. It's a special place around God's people. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Well, people, preacher, I just really don't feel like that." Praise God. You ever become one of God's people? You will. Amen. Things change when you become a child of God. You want to be around God's people. You desire God listening and a relationship with God's people. Praise His name. He said, I was hindered from coming like I'd like to. I want to say there's a whole lot of hindrance in this world that keeps us from coming together like we'd like to. But if we ain't careful, we'll let that become an excuse, won't we? Yeah. Amen. Not to gather ourselves together as a comfortless custom some is, praise God. But as we see the day approaching, we need to be growing closer together than we ever have. Amen. Because we're looking for a great coming together in a little while. When we'll gather together in the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. That's my objective. That's what my goal is, amen, to be with my Lord where He is. But now I have an opportunity through the Word and through the Spirit, amen, to follow Him in righteousness according to His precious Word. And to draw together with Him even now. But one day in a little while, I'm going to be with Him where He is. But Paul says that he's a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Now, who are the wise? Those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of a Savior. Now, who is the unwise? Those that's rejected it. You know, the only thing that'll send you to hell this morning is rejecting Christ Jesus. It ain't that you've been a drug addict or alcoholic or a whoremonger. None of those things will send you to hell. Those things will destroy your physical life, but they won't send you to hell. What'll send us to hell is just rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Not trusting in the blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God, delivers from our sinfulness. But I want to say this morning, praise God, if you ever get a hold of Jesus and He ever gets a hold of you, praise God, He'll change you from the inside out, amen. Praise God, He'll draw you unto Himself and there'll be a togetherness in the Lord and you'll get that help, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. No greater help in this world than the help that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. It just makes all the difference. But Paul says, "I'm a debtor." And he goes in verse 15, he goes as far as to say this. He said, "So as much as in me is." Amen. He said, "Every fiber in my body wants to see you saved." Amen. Every fiber in my body wants to see us all coming together. And he said, "Because I want to see you saved, because I want us all to come together." He said, "I'd like for us all to be in one mind and one accord, praise God, looking for a Savior. Expect until He comes." Do you know that could be any day? Are you ready? If Jesus was to come today, are you ready? Amen. If Jesus stepped out in a cloud and called this morning while I'm preaching, praise God, would you be called away? Or would you be left behind? I'm talking about a great gathering together, praise God. He said that, but he said, therefore, he said, "I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also." Paul said, I've been preaching all over the country, praise God. But he said, because I'd like to see all of us gather together, he said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you. Amen. That good news, the Lord Jesus Christ, that hope and help that we have in our blessed Savior. The world don't have no hope for us. The world don't have no help for us. The communities that we live in can't help us. But God can. Amen. He can help us, praise God, when we trust the Lord. And Paul said, my desire is for you to be saved. See, Paul, what Paul had, he had a burden for his people. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I mean, Paul was beaten for the gospel of Christ. He was beaten because he was beaten. He was stoned. He was for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the gospel. Amen. But it didn't stop him. He didn't quit preaching the gospel because of persecution. He didn't quit preaching the gospel, praise God, because some people didn't like it. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, these folks in our own families, praise God, that don't like it. We're Christians, so we don't live out our Christianity in front of them because they might be offended. Amen. But I want to say tonight, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to because the power of God is in the gospel of Christ. And I'm empowered, praise God, with a power far greater than anything this world has. If you're saved, if you're born again, praise God, you're empowered with power from on high. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't hold your head down. Praise God, hold your head up. Lift your head up and just shout and praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because He is good and His mercy endures forever. Praise God. He said, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now I want you to know something about Paul. He said that Paul had a burden for his own people. Amen. Paul had a heavy, heavy burden for his own people, for the Jew. He said, I'm a Jew of Jews. He said, I sat under Gamaliel. He said, I knew every aspect of the law. Praise God, a Pharisee of Pharisees. Praise God. Amen. And he had a burden for his people, a strong, urgent burden that his people would be saved, that his people would get in. So therefore, he went to the Jew first and preached to the Jew the gospel of Jesus Christ that they might be saved. Amen. I wonder today, do we have that same kind of burden for our people? Hello? Let me just bring it down to where you live. Do you have that same kind of burden for your family, for your loved ones, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your mamas, your daddy, those brothers and sisters that's lost in this world of sin? Amen. Boy, if we could have the desire, amen, the coming together of those people that's lost under the envelope of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, that they might be saved. Paul had that burden for his people. But he also had that burden for the rest of the world. Amen. He said it to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul said, praise God, I'm going to do my best to preach the gospel to my folks. Amen. But Brother X, he said, I'm also going to do my best to preach the gospel to your folks. I'm going to, praise God, how do you do it? By living a life that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Living every day with the anticipation that the Lord Jesus Christ is good. He's on your side. He's leading and guiding you and taking you, praise God, in the direction of places. Glory be to God. That'll bring glory to His name. Amen. Amen. And we just fall in with Him, praise God, and enjoy the ride. You know what's wrong with most people today, though? You know why we don't enjoy our fellowship, our relationship with Lord Jesus Christ? Because I believe there's a whole lot of us that's ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. God help us. I believe there's a whole lot of people that's ashamed. You go out to eat and you won't bow your head and ask a blessing on your table in public because you're afraid of what somebody might think. What they might think, praise God, is that you love the Lord and you're not ashamed of it. But the Bible says if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. God help us. I don't want ever to be ashamed, Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm never going to get too old, praise God, to praise my Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm never going to outgrow, praise God, that spiritual desire in my heart to lift up my voice to my Savior. Amen. Because He lifted up everything. He has every fiber of His being, praise God, was lifted up for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Paul had a desire for his people. And He had a desire for me and you. He had a desire to gather together of everyone, praise God, into an envelope of Christianity that we might be partakers in Christ Jesus our Lord. That we might be heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. I ask you a question. Are you an heir and a joint heir with Christ this morning? Have you been born again? Do you have that heavenly hope this morning? You know what would be sad? What would be sad is if you're sitting here this morning, you're lost and undone. And all of a sudden, Jesus, a shout and a trump went out, praise God. And your little wife, praise God, your children, your mom, your daddy went out of here, praise God. And you was left behind. Amen. Because of pride in our life, praise God. Because we're ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Because we're ashamed. When you're ashamed of the gospel, you're ashamed of the Savior. Amen. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. Praise God. Jesus loved me, praise God. And He came and He died for me. I'm not ashamed of that. What a blessing is to be called a child of the King. Amen. But Paul was telling him he had a burden. A strong burden. I want to ask you this morning, do we have a strong burden to have all of our folks coming together in the Lord Jesus Christ? To come together as one. Amen. You know when that'll happen? When we come together in one mind and one accord. When we all start looking for Him together. When we all start worshiping and serving Him together, praise God, things will begin to happen. The Bible said that He said He came to His own and His own received. The Lord, praise God, came to His people. Amen. But they didn't receive Him. But Paul said, I'm preaching to the Jew because he said salvation is of the Jew. Amen. Look over at John chapter 4. Brother Charles done read this morning or quoted it or something. He mentioned it this morning anyway. In John chapter 4. Amen. You remember the story of the woman at the well? Jesus told the disciples, I must needs go through Samaria. Amen. He had been preaching to the Jews and the Jews hadn't received Him. So He went through Samaria and there at Jacob's well, while He was sitting on the well, there come a woman to Him. Amen. A woman of Samaria. And He asked her that she might give Him to drink. And she didn't know what to think about that because the Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Amen. They were considered bastards to the faith. Amen. But she asked, she said, and how can you, being a Jew, ask drink of me? Amen. Because Jesus, you know why Jesus done that? Because He loved her just like He loves me and you. Amen. He loved her just like He loved the Jew. And He was trying to bring them together. And He tells her, He said in verse 10, said, if thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of me, and I would have given thee living water. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you knew, praise God, you ask and I give you, praise the Lord, that's all there is to it. You say, preacher, it can't be that simple. That's the plan of salvation. That's the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. You believe on Him, you ask Him, and He gives you. It's that simple. Amen. We try to make it so complicated. But the Bible says it's so simple, even a little child can understand it. And the woman said unto Him, verse 11, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I want to ask you a question this morning. Is there a spring in you? Amen. Hello. Amen. Is there a spring of life in you? If you don't have no spring of life, if there's no living water flowing in you, then you're lost. Amen. Just plain and simple, you're lost. If there's not a spring of living water, praise God, springing up in your soul, praise God, you're lost. You say, how do you know, praise God? Sometimes when that water, a spring of life lives in you, it'll overflow. It'll gush out. You'll get to Cain Heppitz and you won't care. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, when I'm beside myself, he said, I'm beside myself for the Lord. Amen. And he said, when I'm able to contain, praise God, I'm containing myself for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. But he said, the Lord told her, he said, I've got living water. And the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water and thirst that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Now watch this. She said, you know what? It seems like I'm always thirsty. It seems like the well's so far away. And about the time that I really need that water, the pitcher's empty. Amen. Has it ever seemed like that to you? And when you really need that living water, praise God, you go to draw, it seems like the pitcher's empty. And it's so far to the well. Amen. But praise God, she said, hey, listen. She said, I'm thirsty. It seems like when I'm the thirstiest, that's when I need to come to the well. Praise God, give me this living water so I don't have to come draw no more. You know what she is saying? Praise God, Brother X. She said, I don't want to be thirsty no more. Amen. Praise God. She said, I want to be found satisfied. Praise God. And Jesus said unto her, now watch this. He said, go and call thy husband and come hither. Amen. And the woman says this. She answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. But now watch this. Now what he does here, he speaks to her heart to bring forth conviction. Amen? To bring forth the convicting power of God. He said, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast, hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. You know what Jesus told her? He said, you're speaking the truth. Said, you've had five husbands. And said, the one that you're shacked up with now ain't your husband. Amen. He said, right now, said, you're living in sin. He said, yep, said, you said right. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know that hit her to the soul of her heart? Amen. And the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Amen. She said, ain't something about you. How'd you know that? Like she probably thought her neighbor done told on her. Amen. And she said, who come? She was trying to think in her mind, who come to the well before she did? Because somebody had done informed this Jesus about her life. Amen. I won't say praise God. He knew all about her before she ever left the house. Amen. She said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, and when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Amen. Now she's trying to change the subject. Amen. Jesus is concerned about her soul. And she's thinking about rituals. Amen. A ritual. Said, you worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. Now watch this. He said, for salvation is of the Jews. Where do we get our salvation today? How are you saved? We know what, it tears my heart all to pieces. We're living in a liberal society and liberal colleges, liberal teachers, as telling our children, praise God, that we need to despise and reject the Jew. That if there's any Jews, you know it, Jews, amen, that Jews are bad. I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, then your Savior is a Jew. Amen. Jesus Christ is a Jew, was a Jew, is a Jew. Amen. And he loved us. And he came to, he said, salvation is of the Jews. Salvation comes from the Jewish bloodline. Salvation comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And without him, there is no salvation. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are to honor and give glory to the Jew. Because of that chosen race, praise God, through that chosen race, God sent us a Savior. Which is Christ Jesus, Lord, that through Him we might be gathered together in one. Amen? So we begin to get that help that we need as from the Lord. He said, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father, now watch this, seeketh such to worship Him. Amen? I want to ask you, why do you come to church? Hello? Now I know some of you youngins. Now look up here a minute. Some of you youngins come because mom and daddy make you, right? Like I ask them a lot of times, how you doing in school? Are you learning anything? Well, no. Why do you go? Because mom and daddy make me. Amen. They get you up every morning, make you get out of bed, make you go to school. Amen. We get up on Sunday morning, we get together, and we come to school. But why? To church house. Why do we come? Amen. We don't come, praise God, by accident. We come on purpose that we might worship the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus, might receive the help that He has for each one of us. Amen. So we can worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Has the Spirit of God moved upon you lately? Hello? Amen. We ain't careful, we'll get cold and dead, won't we? Amen. There's no life in us. But God says that life came to us, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. We see God moving. We see God moving in the Jew. Paul said He came to preach to the Jew in Acts chapter 13. He told him, He said, I come to preach to the Jew, that the Jew, and He gives them the whole story of the birth and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they might see, praise God, what God has for them. Let me just turn over right quick. I'll show you right quick. Acts chapter 13. He's at Antioch, Pisidia, and he's teaching at Antioch, and he's proclaiming the gospel. And they read, they get up, the prophets and the rulers, they get up and they read the Word of God. And then they ask him in verse 16, in verse 15, it says, after reading the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if you have any word or expectation for the people, say on. Now they open the door for Paul, and he steps through. Amen. They said, have you got any word of encouragement for us? Said, if you do, get up and say it. And Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand, said, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. Amen. Now he's talking to the Jew. He's talking to his brethren and sister, praise God, in the Lord, praise God, those that fear God. He said, if there's one here that fears the Lord, he said, give in. He said, pay attention. I got something to tell you. It'll change your life forever. Amen. He said, you'll never be the same. Amen. And he begins to lay it out for them. In verse 20, and I mean, it plays down about John, how John was, John was not worthy to loose the shoe latches of the Lord. But he gets in verse 26, and he says, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham. Who is that? It's the Jew. Amen. Of the stock, and whosoever among you feareth God. You know what's wrong with them is the same thing that's wrong with us today. We have no fear of God. There's no reverence for Him. There's no respect for God. Amen. And he says, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Amen. Praise God. Verse 27, he said, for they that dwell in Jerusalem and the ruler, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, watch this, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But watch verse 30. But God raised him from the dead. Amen. So Paul was preaching to the Jews. He was trying to draw together his brethren in the Lord. Amen. But then, praise God, he was also preaching to the Gentiles. In verse 42, he said, and when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. He said, we want to hear some more about this man Jesus. But now watch verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the Word of God. I want to ask you this morning, why do you come to the house of God? Amen. So you can get mad at the preacher? Amen. Well, I can't believe that preacher said that. I can't believe that preacher preached that. I can't believe that preacher stands on that. I can't believe that preacher's so steadfast in what he believes. No, we come to the house of God to get the good word of God, and we might be encouraged. Amen. that we might be strengthened, praise God, for the journey, for the fight that's ahead of us. We've a battle, praise God, but if we're children of God, we're winners of the battle. Amen. Just need to start shouting the victory, praising God for the victory that He's given us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see Paul in these many other places, chapter 14, chapter 18, in the books of Acts, how he's preaching to the Jews first. Preaching to his own people, trying to gather his own in. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we need to be trying to gather our own in. We can't trust that somebody else will. I mean, we hope somebody can touch them. Amen? But we can't count on that. Why? Because we can do our best, but it's not to say that they'll listen to us. As I said again, I was about to get ahead of myself, John chapter 1, he said he came to his own received him not. Amen? A lot of times our own won't receive us. Amen? Our own won't listen to us because we've said it so many times, it's become monotonous to be honest in our hearing. They start to avoid us, not come around because they know that we're going to say it again. Amen. But he goes on in verse 12 and he says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. We just got to keep saying it, praise God, because we're trying to draw them together so they can be, we can be in this together. Praise the Lord. Goes on verse 13, he said, which are born not of the blood, not of physical birth, not of the will of the flesh, it's not a physical will, nor of the will of man, it's not even a human desire. He said, but of God. He said, that's how we're born again. That's how we become part of the family. That's how we're gathered together in this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's because of God, but for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of work, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord. We're gathered in to the Lord because the Lord loved us enough together to begin to gather us up. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
He came to gather us all in. And I was thinking about this. I was driving the other day and I thought about the Lord when He was talking to him as He was preparing to go to the cross of Calvary. And they were mourning, some of them were mourning and weeping over him, but there was a whole lot of them, Brother Charles said this morning, was saying, crucify him, crucify, away with this man. I wonder how many of us today, by our actions and our deeds, are literally saying, away with this man, Jesus. I don't need him. God help our hearts. If you're trying to make it without him, you'll struggle all the days of your life and die defeated. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ will help us, praise God, to prosper in this world in which we live when we put our faith in Him. But in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus, and I'm about finished, Jesus says this. Now pay attention right here for just a moment. Let me have your undivided attention for about five more minutes. I know preachers lie every time they say that. But just give me five more minutes and I'll hush and we'll go to the house. But Jesus said this, and He said in verse 37 of Matthew chapter 23, He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. Amen. He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He said, we've sent you help time after time after time. And praise God. You've not done anything but been mean and wicked to that that's helped you. You've refused and rejected the very help that we sent. Amen. He said, you've killed the prophets and you stoned them which are sent unto thee. Now watch what Jesus says. Now listen very carefully. He said, how often would I have gathered thy children together? Glory. He said, how often would I gather just together? How often would I reach down to where you was in the midst of your family, in the midst of your home, in the midst of your community, and gathered you together unto myself? Oh, God, youngins, how many times has God reached down into you, that reached down to you, pray God, to gather you unto Him, and you've rejected Him, and you pushed Him away, and you stalled? Oh, God, help us, youngins, not to reject the Savior when He's reaching down so far. When he reached down to me, Brother Robert, he reached way below the bottom. Amen. But praise God, he didn't quit reaching down till he got a hold of me. And he brought me up out of that, praise God. And I've never been the same. And I say, glory to God in the highest for what he's done for me. Bless his holy name. He said, how often would I have gathered thy children together? But you know what happened? There's so many, praise God, that we don't even have a head as big as a chicken. Amen. A lot of times as Christians, and I'm not being mean at all, but I'm just saying, praise God, sometimes we don't even act like our head's as big as a chicken. Because when that mama hen, when a storm's a-coming, when harm's in the way, praise God, that mama hen will throw out them wings and she'll clut and she'll putter, praise God, and them little chicks will dive under those wings to safety. They'll come under them wings, praise God, where they're secure and they're safe from the storms and the things that's happening. Amen. And that mama hen, she'll embrace them little chickens. She'll fold them wings around them and she'll tuck in on them and she'll tuck that head under, praise God. She'll hold on in faith, praise God, realizing it's going to be okay. But how many times? I wonder how many times, mom and daddy, praise God, we don't offer that place of safety. He said, how often would I have come to you? How often would I gather to you? But praise God, you're not putting out them arms of safety. We're not being that place of refuge. Amen. We need to be a place of refuge. We need to be that strong place in the time of storms. Amen. God help me to be that strong place when those storms come up, Brother Jeff. When hard things come upon our homes and our families and our children, praise God, that mama and daddy can be that place that's strong in the storm. He said, how oft would I have gathered your children together? But you would not. Amen. How often have I been there? How often have I unctioned your heart, praise God, to come under that envelope of protection? But you would not. He said, oh, Jerusalem, I mean, with a broken heart, Jesus said this to Jerusalem. How much more today would Jesus say to us, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings? But he says, and ye would not. I want to ask a question this morning, just as honest as I know how. I want you to answer just as honest as you know how. Amen. How many times has God tried to gather together? Amen. And you would not. How many times has God been there trying to redirect you and refocus us and gain our attention? And we would not. He said, well, you know what? I've got so much I've got to do. Hey, so many different directions. I don't have time for this now. How long are we going to wait? Amen. Till you say, till it's too late. To where you cannot. Amen. But he said, how often would I have gathered you together as a hen gathers chicks under her wings? Amen. Brought you in a place of safety. And he said, you wouldn't. Amen. The Bible tells us, he said, there's a time to gather and together. And that time is now. It's not later on. We may not have tomorrow. But the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today's the day to gather in. Amen. And be ready, prepared to go. Praise God. He said, and you would not. He said, I've tried. He said, I've tried to gather in. I've tried. I've sent out the word. I preached the gospel. He said, but you wouldn't come. Amen. You wouldn't come in. He said, you wouldn't get in. You stand on the outskirts and you watch. You see people getting blessed. You see people getting help. And you see people getting happy because of joy that's in their heart. And we'll stand on the outside and say, I wonder where that come from. But he said, I've gathered and I've called, praise God, but you wouldn't come. And he says, because of that, he said, behold, he said, pay attention. Your house is left unto you desolate. Amen. He said, you've got a home that's empty. Amen. It's void. There's nothing there. There's no help. There's no hope. There's no encouragement. There's no excitement about what's to come later. He said, it's just null and void. It's desolate. He said, it's empty of hope. There's no hope there. Amen. He said, because I've called and I've called and I've pleaded and I've pleaded to try to get you to come together unto me. And he said, you've rejected me. He said, you've turned me away. And he said, now your house is left to you, unto you desolate. He said, you know what? He said, you've got just exactly what you've asked for. Nothing. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm not satisfied with nothing. I want all I can get from the Lord Jesus Christ through His help as He's gathering together. Amen. I want God's house to be full. Praise God. I want God's people to be full. I want us to be running over with the goodness of God. Amen. He said, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now he's taking that from Psalms 118, verse 26. Amen. Psalms 118, verse 26. That's what the Lord said then. And what he's saying is, he said, the Jew, Brother Jeff, they can't see Jesus till they believe in faith. Amen. They can't see him. You know what's wrong with us today? We can't see Jesus till we believe in faith. When our faith begins to stir us, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. He said, we'll not see Jesus until we say, you know what? Glory be to God in the highest, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah of God. Amen. He came, he lived, he delivered. Praise God. And he's coming again to receive us unto himself so that we can be with him together forever. Praise God. When we believe that in our hearts, not in our heads. Amen. A lot of people believe it in their heads, but it has to be in our heart. Have to believe. Because one day in a little while, listen, one day in a little while, we'll come to old Chili George, that place where life ends and afterlife begins. And we'll have to cross that Chili George. But I want to say today, praise God, and on the word of authority of God, you don't have to cross it alone. But Jesus said, I'll be with you to help you cross when that time comes. He said, my grace will be sufficient to carry you over and deliver you safe together on the other side. Amen. But he said, because you've rejected, he said, I've called and I've called and I've pleaded. And he said, I would have took you under my wing just like a hen would take her chick. But he said, you said, no, I have no part of that. I don't need that. He said, because that, he said, pay attention. He said, your household is left void, desolate, destitute, no hope at all. I want to say, praise God, if we've got Jesus in the house, we have hope in that house. Amen. Praise God, we have hope in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because when we have Him, praise God, we begin to gather those together and say, come see what I've got. Praise God, I want to share it with you. And we begin to gather together in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we begin to get that peace and hope and happiness in the home and the place that we live. It could go with us to the place we work. And things begin to change and there begins to be a difference when we begin to come together in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Where one of God's people is, amen, if you're a child of God, then the Lord's in that place. And the Lord can make a difference wherever you are. Amen. If we allow Him to have His right of way.